Good morning, and welcome to our Wednesday morning chapel. I would encourage you, by the way, at the end of chapel to stay for the postlude. Andreas Modulus will be playing our postlude today. Please join me then in the Office of Prime that you will find beginning on page 108 in the front part of the hymn book, page 108. Please join me there in the versicles and confession of sin. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is taken from John chapter 6, often known as the Bread of Life chapter, and Jesus here is speaking. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would strengthen our faith through them. Amen. You may be seated. A number of years ago, a friend of mine, a pastor, was talking to me, and he was very distraught because two of his very recent confirmation students had come in and decided to quit the church and to quit Christianity. And it had to do with an issue regarding another teenager in the congregation, a young lady who had decided that she wanted to transition to become a man and wanted to actually go through things that would alter her anatomy to appear now as a man. And these other two young ladies had discovered that the pastor wanted to counsel her out of this. And they were very upset with him for that and decided to reject the church, their membership, what their families believed on this, and walk away from Christianity. In their minds, this was asking way too much of them. It was asking way too much of them to stay with a religion that would try to talk somebody out of that. Sometimes there appear to be too great a sacrifices in front of us for staying with Christ and following his word. Potential difficulties, maybe some future challenges. In the culture that we live in, it's hard to live with the disdain of a culture all around us that attaches some horrible thoughts to the term Christian and being someone who follows what Christ and his word would stand for. My sinful human nature is always examining the negative aspects of following Christ and staying with his word. What am I being required to give up? What about following this Savior is going to be difficult for me and maybe just too hard? Being a believer today is not for the faint of heart. And you college students, I commend you. Apostasy is rampant right now in the Christian church. The context of the reading before us, Jesus, in his ministry, had many people drawn to him for a variety of reasons. But one of the reasons many were coming to him on this day was because they had observed him with perform the great miracle of feeding the 5,000 with just a small amount of food. And such a tremendous miracle that clearly displayed his divine nature, that he truly is the Son of God. And he teaches now the people that they aren't to follow him simply for this miracle, but because he himself is the very bread of life that has come down from heaven, the one who has come down from God the Father to bring salvation, the hope of going to heaven for people. And when we believe on him, we feast on him. He says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. In essence, he's saying to this Jewish crowd, I am the Messiah that you've been waiting for. I am the very Son of God himself. And we're told in other verses in this chapter that some people started murmuring. It's an interesting Greek word, gogudzo. It means to mutter under your breath and complain in a very low tone, kind of a guttural muttering. And they said to themselves, this is a hard teaching. This is a hard teaching. This is too much to ask of us to intellectually believe that this human being in front of us is God. That just seems ridiculous. It's too hard to handle. And so we're told from that time on, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. They just couldn't take it. This was asking too much of them to believe this about him. So for you, for me, where is your gogudzo line? Where is the line in Christianity that makes you murmur against God, and that makes you wonder, is this really going to be worth it to follow this Jesus Christ? Is it the potential problems you might have to face in your future?
Is it maybe a sin that's a little too hard to give up and have to keep repenting of? Is it possibly demands on your intellect? Those who have come to know and believe in Christ have been blessed to be part of his kingdom and to be given his free grace. And that means that there is absolutely no cost for you to enter heaven, because the cost has been paid for in the blood of the Son of God for you. However, there will be a tremendous cost for you to possess this faith in this life and to follow the Savior. And it may require more of some of you than others in your future. But make no mistake about it, there will be a cost to follow Christ. God may choose to test you in your faith in ways that you don't even know today. Will your faith remain genuine? Will it remain firm? And Jesus turns to his own disciples and says to him this penetrating question that he really asks of all of us: do you also want to go away? What challenges you today to stay with this Savior and to stay with his word? What teachings does he give you to follow that are just too difficult in this day and age? Following Christ requires commitment to all of his teachings. Being a Christian isn't like going through Chipotle and picking out what kind of beans you want on your burrito. Being a Christian means, as Jesus says, that we should be taught to observe all things, whatever he has commanded us. And that's true for every generation. That's true for every child of God, no matter what difficulties they must face. But Peter provides us with such a penetrating question back to Jesus that makes all of us realize why this is so worthwhile. He says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." It's like he's saying, "Lord, we've been blessed to have been taught by you. You are the one and only way, the one and only entrance, and the narrow path that can take us into heaven. Why do you think we would want to go and follow anyone else?" So ask yourself this today: who else has defeated death for you? Who else holds the key to your grave someday? Who else has put aside God's anger against all of your sin? Who else has dressed you with their perfect holy record of righteousness so you could be led into heaven? And who else will be standing with you before God on Judgment Day, pleading your case as your advocate? No one but Christ. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Faith grabs onto him and must possess him. It's a difficult path, yes, in this life, but this life is temporary. What we possess in Christ is eternal. And so this is the bread of life that has come down to heaven. Feast on him. Love his word and sacrament. Stay in this faith. Jesus says, "He who eats this bread will live forever." And he wants you to find out exactly what that means for you in your future. Amen. We continue with the responsory on page 108. And please rise. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake? Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.